This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In recent times, the emergence of ChatGPT and other AI chatbots has prompted many educators to implement AI detectors to check their students' work. The purpose of these detectors is to identify instances where a student has used an AI chatbot to complete their assignments. However, these detectors have faced criticism due to their tendency to produce false positives. In some cases, the detectors have incorrectly flagged student work as AI-generated, even when the students had done the work themselves without any chatbot assistance. Interestingly, false positives seem to occur more frequently with students who do not have English as their first language. In response to these challenges, some instructors are exploring a different approach to combating AI cheating. They are adopting a technique known as linguistic fingerprinting, which involves using linguistic analysis to determine whether a text has been written by a specific individual. This technique, also referred to as authorship identification, draws inspiration from criminal investigations. One notable example of the application of linguistic fingerprinting was in the case of Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, whose 35,000-word anti-technology manifesto was matched to his previous writings, helping to identify him as the author. Mike Kentz, an English teacher at Benedictine Military School in Savannah, Georgia, is an advocate for employing linguistic fingerprinting in the classroom. He believes this approach flips the script on traditional methods of checking for plagiarism or AI usage. Mike shares his experiences and discusses the advantages and disadvantages of linguistic fingerprinting in a recent episode of the EdSurge podcast. Linguistic fingerprinting involves analyzing the unique communication style and patterns of an individual's writing. By comparing a known document written by a student to a newer document, such as an essay they turn in, educators can assess whether the linguistic style, syntax, word choice, and lexical density match. Various tools are available to aid in this process, generating a report that provides a percentage likelihood that the author of the first document also wrote the second document. Importantly, the report does not definitively state whether a student wrote a particular piece or not, but instead offers a likelihood based on the linguistic analysis. One real-life example of the effectiveness of linguistic fingerprinting occurred when a freshman science teacher at Mike's school suspected that a student had not authored a piece of writing. To confirm their suspicions, they ran the student's work through a linguistic fingerprinting tool, which produced a report that indicated it was unlikely to have been written by that student. Upon further investigation, it was discovered that the student's mother had actually written the assignment on their behalf. While AI was not involved in this case, it highlights the value of linguistic fingerprinting in uncovering instances of academic dishonesty. Critics of linguistic fingerprinting argue that a student's writing should change and evolve as they learn. They believe that relying on an earlier writing sample may not accurately reflect a student's current abilities. In response, Mike suggests that writing styles do not undergo significant changes within a short time frame, such as 8 months. Although a student's writing may improve and demonstrate progress, the highly sophisticated algorithms used in linguistic fingerprinting are unlikely to be affected by these minor changes. Moreover, educators can always administer new assignments to obtain fresh samples of a student's writing later in the term. Some individuals may raise concerns about the application of a technique derived from law enforcement in an educational setting. However, Mike clarifies that linguistic fingerprinting is not the first course of action when suspecting AI usage or dishonesty. It is important to establish trust with students by first engaging in conversations about the suspected behavior. Linguistic fingerprinting serves as a backup tool, providing additional evidence if needed. Schools have systems in place to address rule enforcement and disciplinary actions, such as the use of cameras in hallways to ensure the availability of documented evidence. Linguistic fingerprinting is simply another mechanism in this regard. Regarding the future, Mike acknowledges that the next few years may be challenging as educators navigate the impact of AI in education. He emphasizes the need for the Department of Education or local governments to prioritize AI literacy as a core competency in schools. Additionally, he suggests rethinking traditional assessment strategies and placing less emphasis on written work. Verbal communication, for example, could be given greater importance, as it is an area where AI currently lacks proficiency. Mike's optimism lies in the continuous exploration and evolution of assessment strategies to adapt to the changing landscape of education.